roads and railroads flooded, and beaches destroyed. This could be the reality for communities near Long Island Sound, and the East and Hudson Rivers, if projections in a New York State DEC report bear out. WSHU's Jessica Opatich reports.
The projections display a range of possibilities for just how high the sea level will rise around Long Island and New York. On the high end, by the end of the century, the sea level could rise more than 6 feet. Michael Gerard is the director of the Sabin Center for Climate Change Law at Columbia Law School. He says those projections will need to be considered by builders and homeowners.
That's going to have a significant effect on plans for construction, restoration of beaches, all kinds of coastal property.
It's not automatic that those higher projections will bear out, because it depends on the level of greenhouse gas emissions and the melting of ice in Greenland and Antarctica. Gerard says efforts to control these variables were on the right path under President Obama, but are in peril under President Donald Trump. Trump's proposed deep cuts to the Environmental Protection Agency.
So that's going to inhibit efforts to control greenhouse gas emissions. It's going to inhibit efforts to adapt to the climate change that is happening. And it's going to inhibit the scientific studies that will allow us to have a clearer understanding of what's happening and why.
Gerard says communities that aren't right on the coast are vulnerable to higher levels of storm surge that could mean flooding further inland that would endanger homes and impede transportation on roads or by rail. Jessica Opatich, WSHU News.